Resources for Thursday, March 29th, 2007. Open a work session on House Bill 5050. Mr. Siebert, will you give us the presentation?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 5050 is a budget bill for our Water Resources Department. You have at your place a packet of information with the top page memo from Legislative Fiscal dated March 29th, 2007. That I'll be working from, also some other documents, the first of which is the work session action report from Orbitz. You've seen this document before. That's what I'll be working you through for the LFO recommendations. The recommendations actually start on page 4. The first three pages are summary pages. And starting in the Administrative Services Division, the very first package, Package 101, is a package that was not in the governor's recommended budget. And this restores a fiscal manager position that was eliminated in 05-07. The position is responsible for oversight of the fiscal section and would focus on budget preparation execution. The new position will be approved for 22 months to allow time for hiring. And this position is funded through efficiencies and then adjustments to other packages in the GRB. And that's where the nearly $150,000 comes from, Mr. Chair. Would you like me to go through each package for each program area?
Yes, if you could briefly.
Package 111 is a reimbursement authority package. This was included in the governor's budget. You heard the department describe that they have receipts authority for folks that want to pay the actual cost of processing an application. They can move out of the regular application line, pay the full cost. And this package has position authority for overseeing that program and limitation for professional services contracts as well for the work that the contractors would do. And package 802 is a Ways and Means co-chair, part of their reprioritization, and this takes part of a $50,000 services supplies reduction that was identified for efficiencies in the department's budget and reduces services supplies for this division by $13,210.
For the committee, we will probably see this in almost every budget from this point forward, I would guess.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. There's an adjustment package like this in pretty much every budget and probably every program unit. Moving on to the next program unit is the Field Services Program. There's an 090 package, which is a budget management package. It was a technical adjustment for some non-limited other funds placeholder that was removed last time. Again, this is just a technical adjustment. Package 131 is a stream flow data collection processing package. This would continue as permanent a position, one FTE that was added as limited duration in the past two biennia. And the position works on stream flow data in the East region. LFO is recommending approval of the package with the note that the position is to be kept as limited duration. Package 132 is water right transfer backlog reduction. This is an other funds package that continues as permanent two positions that were added as limited duration in the past two biennia. The positions are currently working on reducing the backlog of applications to transfer water rights. And the positions are continued through an increase in the application fees for processing the transfers. Package 133, water management and conservation. This is a water manager position. It continues a permanent a position that was added as limited duration. This Natural Resource Services 3 position reviews water conservation and management plans and processes in-stream leases. The position is funded through fees from the water management and conservation plan applications. Package 134, stream flow monitoring and water management. This is an assistant water master position that is in the South Central region that's funded through contract with counties. And that's for one FTE. Package 137, groundwater registrations. This continues as a limited duration position, a half FTE position that was added last biennium to work on modifications to pre-1955 registrations of groundwater rights. You remember that the legislature passed House Bill 2123 last session that allowed the agency to make changes to pre-1955 groundwater right certificates. These fees are then ratified in House Bill 5051 that you'll be dealing with later, and that's tied to this package here. And LFO is recommending approval of this package. Package 303 is a restore field capacity or capabilities. This adds 5 FTE to the 5 different regions for services that were lost due to past state and local funding reductions. New positions would address the increasing demands for stream flow data and groundwater data, as well as regulating existing uses. LFO is recommending the package with adjustments, the first of which is to reduce each position by 1 month to allow time for hiring in the budget. They were assumed for 24 months, meaning they begin July 1. And agencies usually will not begin hiring anyone until they know they have their budget. So this is an adjustment to you'll probably see in future budgets as well. Also reduces the other OPE is other personnel expenses. This includes PERS. And for new hires, you don't have to pay PERS for the first 6 months. So there's a reduction for that. And then also some reductions in services supplies for rent and training. To the tune of $54,641 total. So LFO has recommended the package at a total of $632,324 for five positions and 4.8 FTE. Package 304, real-time monitoring and use measurement. This is a package that would add $100,000 for measurement equipment. $70,000 is added to maintain and replace existing stream flow measuring devices, and $30,000 would fund the water measurement cost share program revolving fund for loans to purchase and install water measurement devices by local users. Loan repayments would be used to make additional loans. LFO is recommending approval of the package. And then again, package 802 is a reduction in services supplies to the tune of $10,396,000. Moving on to Technical Services Program Unit. Package 142, Start Card Data Entry. This is a Start Card Data Entry is our cards and applications that folks, when they drill a well, need to process with the department. This position will continue work on the well log database, a position supported by start card fees, which are required when wells are started, altered, or abandoned, and LFO is approving this package. Package 401 is the water measurement specialist position. This adds a natural resource specialist 3 position to restore water use reporting capability lost during previous budget cuts. Water use reporting is required by statute, and the department has a backlog of data to enter as they haven't had a position to include this information in the past. You'll see LFO is recommending approval with adjustments, again, to reduce the position by 1 month, adjust OPE, and reduce services supplies for rent and training. So the total LFO recommended package is $122,147 with one FTE at 0.96, or one position at 0.96 FTE. Package 403 is the Oregon Water Supply and Conservation Initiative. You heard a lot about this during public testimony. This provides resources for the department to begin addressing long-term water supply issues. LFO is recommending the approval of the package with an adjustment to implement the co-chair approved budget. This adjustment eliminates one NRS2 position, and this money freed up is used to fund groundwater studies, which you'll see in a later package, and approve the remaining two positions for 23 months, adjusting the OPE and reducing services supplies. Also makes the two remaining positions limited duration and increases the classification of one of the positions, the NRS1, to an NRS3 to reflect the anticipated higher level of responsibility, given that it will be only two folks working on this during the course of the biennium. And again, the parts of the savings are used to fund the groundwater studies package, which follows. So LFO is recommending approval, a total package of $747,109 with two positions and 1.92 FTE. Package 404 is the groundwater study. This was not included in the governor's recommended budget, but based on testimony from the public and from members of the subcommittee, we were directed to look for some money to make available for groundwater studies. And as you saw, we made adjustments to the water supply initiative. This approves $125,000 of general fund to begin work on additional groundwater studies and working with the U.S. Geological Survey to share the cost of completing the groundwater studies. The department's hopeful that they'll be able to match this $125,000 with another $125,000 from the USGS to begin work on groundwater studies during the biennium. And finally, package 802 is, again, a reduction in services supplies to the tune of $10,764. Moving on to the Water Rights and Adjudications Program Unit. Package 161, adjudication funding. This is the Klamath adjudication continuation funding. Would add two positions and monies for attorney general and other litigation expenses. LFO is recommending approval of the package at a reduced level to reflect the co-chair budget and also the fact that when the package was developed, the department was planning on a more aggressive hearing schedule. As you heard during testimony, that they've agreed with folks participating in this process to have a less aggressive hearing schedule. And one of the outcomes of that is we believe there will be some savings in attorney general costs to the tune of about $200,000. And so the package total will be $835,677 for two positions and two FTE. Package 802, again, is a reduction in services supplies of $9,369. And that is it for the Water Rights Adjudication Program. And finally is the Director's Office Program. The only adjustment here is the final piece of the $50,000 reductions in services supplies. The Director's Office share of that reduction is $6,241. Again, that's a general fund reduction to services and supplies.
Members of the committee, we have tried to reflect as much of the discussion as we had in the committee as possible. That's why we actually have all five field positions, why we actually were able to put some money into groundwater studies, why we're able to keep some of the other things to minimal adjustments and basically put the department back on a more solid ground than they've probably been in recent years. That could have been a comment for DeGamy, but I didn't mean for DeGamy. But are there any questions? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is actually for Paul on the package 401, the water measurement specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you said that, but I didn't catch it. Is that a limited duration position or a permanent position? Because it's not written here in the description.
Mr. Chair, Representative Dingfelder, I believe that would be a permanent position then, since it's not listed as limited duration. We attempt to, it's supposed to be limited duration. That's what we try to do.
Thank you.
Are there additional comments or a motion? Representative Burley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I'm not quite sure about a couple of things here. On 404, the groundwater study, which I very much appreciate, inserted in there. I'm not sure the 125 was the original DOP figure. I thought it was higher than that.
Steve, why don't you comment?
Mr. Chairman of the committee, the original package, I believe, was for $350,000, was the original request. There was nothing in GRB for groundwater studies. And in conferring with the department, they're certainly of the opinion that this is better than nothing and gets them a start in starting some of the groundwater studies that they need to complete.
My basic feeling about this is it wasn't in the governor's recommended. I think it took some convincing for the co-chairs to put it in.
And Mr. Chair, is it a one-to-one match with the USGS, or is it higher than that? I don't know. The department can.
Mr. Ward, if you could come up quickly and identify yourself and just.
So what exactly that buys us overall?
Thank Mr. Chair, members, good morning. Phil Ward for the record from the department. In terms of the groundwater study money, I think our historically the match has been much higher from the federal level than one-to-one. The feds generally have contributed much more than we have to some of these projects. Again, this will not this is not the level of money that will launch us into new full-blown groundwater studies around the state, but it will give us some money to target some things with the federal government and get some things restarted. So while I can't guarantee the funding match, generally the history has been much higher than 50-50.
So at $125,000, Phil, if I understand what you just said, this will not get us to the point where we will be able to initiate a groundwater study in a new basin somewhere in the state of Oregon.
Mr. Chair, Representative, and I may have stated that too strongly. It may. That will depend on how much of the weight our federal partners are willing to carry. Certainly, when we had $800,000 of biennium in this program, it enabled us to move more aggressively. So this may get us started, for example, in the Umatilla Basin. It certainly won't bring the project home, but it could get us started on a limited basis based on how much our federal partners were willing to invest.
Well, Mr. Chair, I do appreciate having $125,000 there. We should were higher, but I appreciate what's in here now. I think it's a very important policy impact. I'm glad to see that's on there. Can I follow up with another question? Thank you. On policy option 403, LFO's recommendation is to reduce that somewhat, and I'd like to hear a little bit more about why that is. It says to implement the co-chair budget. So what does that tell me? Is that LFO speak or something?
You could say that is LFO speak for to implement the co-chair's budget. This is our recommendation.
Where's that money going to go?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, given that this subcommittee and the agency's budgets that are in this subcommittee are lower than what was in GRB, it's safe to say that it goes somewhere other than this subcommittee.
Yeah. And just to put it in perspective, Representative Burley, we started off with the governor's recommended of $32,496,000. We ended up with this committee's recommendation of $32,304,000. I wish I could tell you I expected as good a results in some of the other budgets we have to consider.
Well, I just wanted to again express my appreciation for getting these two policy option packages funded, albeit at somewhat reduced levels. But thank you,
Representative Quinn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have to ask a question of Phil while we've got him up here. In Package 303, the field services positions, are these the people that might be assisting the counties in the? And my big thing, this little twitch I'm developing, starting to turn into a tremor, is called Measure 37. And I'm worried about your department becoming the next battleground, at some point in the next biennium while you're working under this budget. Will they be able to work with counties? Or is it someone else in the department who does that?
Mr. Chair, Representative, these positions would not be specifically targeted for Measure 37 type activity. However, what they will be are assistant water masters. So if we're doing, for example, increased work on measurement, they'd be involved there. They will be interfacing with local customers, folks concerned about Measure 37 claims, in the absolute sense, the answer is yes. And while they won't be targeted towards specifically Measure 37 type of work, they're often our first line of contact with our customers in local jurisdictions and would be very involved with that kind of work.
Thank you.
Representative Brown. Without being able to disclose at this point much more than I'm about to disclose, I can tell you that there is some new information that will be probably released early next week in regards to Measure 37, and there will be a new emphasis on groundwater in
that bill. So
might help with my twitching.
You're going to need more money somewhere along the line.
Twitch more.
What a way to do with that.
Mr. Siebert, you wanted to clarify one item.
Mr. Chairman of the committee, I just want to note for the record that Package 306 is not in this report because there's no dollars involved. Basically, it reclasses a natural resource position 3 to a 4. The position's been working out of class for a while, so it's being paid at the rate of the NRS 4. But this just technically right sizes the budget by moving it from a 3 to a 4.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I move House, due pass recommendation for House Bill 5050, and that would go to the Ways and Means Committee.
Okay. And
House Bill 5050, right?
Mm-hmm. So you're moving the budget recommendations, and we still have to do.
We need to do separate line, separate items, okay.
Yeah.
So let me know what.
Okay.
Move the LFO recommendation?
Move the LFO recommendation.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendations for House Bill 5050 with a due pass recommendation.
It's been moved to approve the LFO recommendation. This is not at this point the motion to move it to the committee with a due pass recommendation. We'll do that later. Are there any objections? Seeing no objections, the motion passes. Performance measures and budget notes.
Mr. Chair, Section B is the performance measures. You have attached the legislatively adopted 0709 key performance measures. I would just note that there were a few adjustments from what you saw during work session. In particular, some of the targets. Target for number 2 was increased over what the agency had presented. Discussing with the agency, the historical data really supported a higher target. And while they feel this is aggressive and may raise some policy discussions with the agency that they understand the reason for increasing the target. I would also note measures 9, 10, and 11. These are the new forms that that they discussed with you that changed the measures to talk about percent of water management and conservation plans that received a preliminary review within 90 days, so that they're moving to a percent rather than an average number of days. There's a measure that LFO is recommending for deletion based on subcommittee discussions, and that was key performance measurement number 8, the percent of protests on water right applications resolved informally on an annual basis. There were some concerns about what the policy implications of this key performance measurement were, and if it was really a good policy to drive all protests through a non-legal process. And also, the agency is continually hit 95% or above on this measure. So they've done a good job, but the LFO is recommending that it be removed and that it be maintained as an internal measure. And then the department should also investigate new measures. And then a department should also investigate new measures aimed at better measuring their administrative functions.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Just a comment with what I suspect will be a new involvement by this agency in Measure 37 claims. This would be one KPM that I would question they don't need. I think they may need this even more.
If that's the case, Representative Berard, they can always come back to the Joint Interim Audit Committee to add it. And I hope you complete your work on 37 soon, because we might have given Mr. Ward the impression that he might have a new division under his.
Mr. Chair, those are LFO recommendations for the key performance measures.
Okay. And
Budget notes. There's one budget note approved. Mr. Chair, I just would also note, I think there's a typo in the LFO recommendations for the key performance measures.
Yeah.
Is that what you noticed? We'll change that before full.
Live?
Yeah. that's the dangers of copy and paste, Representative.
Okay.
The proposed budget note is referring to the Water Supply and Conservation Initiative. I'll just read the budget note for the record. Other natural resource agencies should assist the Department of Water Resources to the greatest extent possible with design and completion of the department's water supply and conservation issue. As part of this study, the department should also consider the possible effects of global climate change on the water, on the state's water availability, supply, and storage, and include those in the Oregon Water Supply and Conservation Initiative. When completing an assessment of the state's future water needs, the department should also be sure to include the future needs and impacts to Oregon's agricultural and forestry sectors and municipal water supplies. In addition, the Water Resources Department should present regular updates on the initiative's design and findings to the relevant interim legislative policy committees. And finally, Mr. Chair, LFO is recommending the following change to the bill. Section 1, we're dealing with general funds, would be delete $24,290,985 and insert $24,098,431. And I would just also note that there will be adjustments to this budget towards the end of session to reflect changes in statewide assessments and things such as PERS rates.
Do we have a motion on the three items? Yes.
Question. In the budget note, it starts out saying other natural resource agencies. Why are we putting that in Water Resources Department's budget? This advice is going to other agencies.
Representative Burley, I think part of that discussion was that basically that kind of give an indication that the legislature expected they would always cooperate, but that the legislature expects other natural resource agencies to cooperate with the Water Resources Department in terms of information that they might need and input that they might need, obviously from entities like the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Forestry, also DEQ, and NODFW, that we just clearly give an indication that the legislature has an expectation of cooperation between those entities and the Water Resources Department as it tries to do what they need to do this study.
Does the chair intend to put this same budget note in the budgets for the other natural resource agencies?
Not necessarily. If you know the process that the chair has to go through to get the co-chairs to approve a budget note, I don't think so. And the can I say that on the record? I'll tell you later a budget note that the chair lost on that I think Representative Girard and Representative Dingfelter were interested in.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I would just also note that if there is a problem, this certainly gives the department authority to put the other agencies on notice that the legislature is interested and watching and that they should be helping, because this agency will have to report on this budget note during its hearing next time. And if there are some issues with any particular agency, we would expect to hear about it at that time.
Like a motion?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendations for the key performance measures. I also move adoption of the budget note and the recommended changes to House Bill 5050, which is in line 6, the deletion and insertion as so stated by Paul.
Is there any additional discussion? Any objections? Hearing none, motion passes. Now we're ready for a final motion.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 5050 as amended to the full Joint Ways and Means Committee with the Duke House recommendation.
And any additional discussion?
Mr. Chair, I just want to thank you for your hard work on this budget. And I think this is a much better budget than we've had in past years, so I was pleased to see we were able to fund many of the positions that had been eliminated in past biennia. Look forward to working with the department on it as they implement this budget.
I wanted to put one thing on the record here. We've tried to reflect the committee's discussion in this budget. As we go to other budgets, I may need to depend upon more of you to have this discussions with me as I kind of go through the trying to get good forestry budgets, good agricultural budgets, good ODFW budgets, and good DEQ budgets, because we've got a lot of challenges left in this committee. So I just want to put that on the record. Any objections? Motion passes. Given water issues in this building, and I know we all have some interests around water issues, so I don't really want to say that anybody has higher interests, but Representative Girard, will you carry to the full?
I will, Mr. Chair.
And will you carry to the House?
I will.
And Senator Nelson, will you carry to the Senate?
Absolutely. Okay. I love carrying water.
Okay.
Start calling you Gunga Din.
Yeah.
Just one. I have to open the others.
You're a better man than I.
Close the work session on 5050. Open work session on 5051.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 5051 is the fee ratification bill for the Department of for the Water Resources Department. You have at your place a copy of the fiscal impact statement and the staff measure summary. As you heard and in the previous motions, these are fees relating to changes in pre-1955 groundwater certificates that are anticipated to generate about $85,000 in revenue, and there are no amendments to this bill.
Any discussion? Is there a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of House Bill 5051. This is from last session. I move adoption of House Bill 5051.
Okay. Any discussion? Any objections to the motion? Hearing no objections, motion passes. This is the ratification bill. I'll carry to the floor. All right, I'll carry to the full and to the floor. And
you can carry it in the house.
I'm going to give you the other one.
Yeah, thank you for that, Mr. Chair.
Sure.
I think Representative Clem hasn't carried too many bills.
But
okay, Representative Clem,
will you
carry?
Sure.
I get the hard one.
Okay. Okay, so we got that. Close that work session. Open a work session on 2101.
House Bill 2101 is the fee bill for Water Resources Department. You'll see you have a fiscal impact statement and a staff measure summary. This fee bill was the product of a work group that the department had with the fee payers. This had a public hearing not only in this committee but also in Representative Dingfelder's committee as well. The bill generates approximately $479,330 of other funds fee revenues for the 07-09 biennium, and LFO is recommending approval of the bill.
Okay. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, just one thing. One comment I'd heard from somebody, one of my constituents, was the potential effect on acre feet of storage that could get pretty substantial. And I'd just like to have something on the record. I know there were some agreements made or something. But
Mr. Ward, would you come forward? Because we had a discussion of this just recently.
Also, my committee, we have a lot of discussion.
And I'd like you to comment on the ability of the department under some circumstances to waive these.
Mr. Chair, members, for the record, Phil Ward, thank you. This bill does increase an existing per acre fee for storage, for water stored. So if you are planning a storage project, then part of your fee would be a per acre amount. This was $1 in this bill. For every acre feet stored. For extremely large storage projects, that could get to be a hefty fee. And so it would be the department's intent there's explicit authority, and I think it's articulated on page 3 of the bill, line 20, if my recollection's correct, but there's explicit authority for the director to waive or reduce fees where there's a significant public benefit. And so for multi-purpose storage projects, with public benefit, we would intend to make sure the fees do not become an impediment to that project going forward. So, Mr. Chair, I'm happy to put that on the record.
Would you also comment in terms of the work that goes in from the department in terms of approving?
Mr. Chair, members, and I just watched a little bit of the discussion yesterday in Representative Dingfelder's committee about storage, and as you can imagine, with large storage projects, there's significant work on the agency's part that goes into making one of those happen. And ultimately, our technical staff are extremely involved. And then, as you can guess, once we issue a proposed final order on a significant storage project, there is that those orders are almost always subject to legal challenge. So we spend a tremendous amount of money defending our permits on projects of this nature. So there is significant cost. I believe that's why the fees have been significant for these storage projects over time.
Yes. Representative Gerard and then Representative Dingfelder. Yep.
Mr. Chair, because of my general adversity to fee increases, I'll be voting no on this bill.
Representative Dingfelder.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wanted to note for the record that in my policy committee, and we had a very good discussion about this bill, and there were a couple of concerns that were raised regarding fee increases. And one of them is on page 2, line 23, was the $100 increase on the protest fees. That was not resolved. I will be voting yes on this bill. However, I would like to work with the department to look at parity for this protest fee issue. And we had a lot of discussion about it. I'm not going to repeat the discussion here, but just for the record, that was one that was not resolved, and I'd like to say that I'd like to have discussions with the department and see if there's other ways to approach this. But I will be a yes vote on this bill.
And both Representative Dingfelder and Representative Gerard don't believe in any way this next request is a potential rebuttal to either of your comments. How much of the department's budget is impacted by the passage of this bill? Do you have an idea about, in terms of these increases, how much impact it might be should the bill not pass?
Mr. Chair, I can put it in FTE. This bill directly funds 4 FTE involved in our permitting programs that would go away, significantly cripple our permitting activity that our customers depend on.
And Mr. Chair, just if I could clarify, I do support the increase. And actually, I would support that 30% covering these fee increases. My understanding is it maintains the 30% cost recovery for the Water Resources Department's work. And I actually think we need to revisit that number and look at increasing it over time, because I still believe, even with this budget, which is greatly improved, that we just passed from past biennia, it still is not adequate for the department to do the job that they're supposed to be doing, especially with increased development pressures that we're going to see from Measure 37, as my colleague so reminded us. Thank you.
Chair?
Yes.
Since we're all going on the record here, I too will support this measure, as I did in our policy committee, because it was my opinion, based on the testimony we heard in the Energy and Environment Committee, that for the most part the stakeholders support this, and that's kind of my litmus test on this, because they're the ones that are, you know, writing the checks for these things. I mean, there were some issues raised, but I think for the most part the stakeholders are okay with this. I do want to address Representative Dingfelder's comment about the protest fees, because we did actually have a few questions of witnesses regarding that. And my feeling, Mr. Chair, is that parties that wish to protest, when you talk about equity, you know, we need to consider the fact that not only is the state spending time dealing with the protest, but so is the permit applicant, because they're having to expend typically legal fees having to deal with the protest case. So I have no objections to Representative Dingfelder's comment about equity, but I think when we discuss equity, we need to also consider that the applicant has some costs, and that the protest needs to recognize the fact that there's a lot of costs involved and a lot of time being spent.
Since we're all commenting here, I want to make it sure on the record that there's no adjustment actually in this bill in the protest fee, so no one misunderstands. Also, in terms of our discussion of fees and how much should be public and how much should be private, I thought at times that this would be an excellent subject for a committee, but I think it would probably rival the Measure 37 committee for... in terms of the burden on members that serve. So with that, do we have a motion on the bill?
Mr. Chair.
Very quickly.
I move House Bill 2101 to, is it full ways and means? Will it be passed recommendation?
Okay. Is there any additional comment? Hearing no additional comment, are there any objections? Representative Garrard objects. Motion passes. I will carry to the full, and Senator Avakian, will you carry to the Senate floor?
Thank you.
And Representative Dinkfelter, will you carry to the House floor?
Gladly, Mr. Chair.
And Representative Burley, will you help us if we have trouble on the House floor?
Could be co-carriers.
A lot of confidence in your vice chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As long as he doesn't ask any questions, I gladly will carry it.
Well, with that, we are adjourned, and we are back here with the Department of Forestry on Monday morning.
Jack Nelson and I will come.